Retired, he flew an airplane, but they had a driver, drove him in a car, and he drove. And he come out of one of those boys, Uncle John's boys, was driving. He'd hired him to drive him. And they come to my father's house, and we'd never seen this. That's right. First cousin of mine. And he wanted this boy, only to get out and get all the lilies, drive quite a few lilies in this country. The other three boys, my dad and two more brothers, were living and raised in, and they had three or four or five apiece. You know. So he said, Oliver, that's my father. And I've named after his father. He said, can you get them sort of together Sunday afternoon? I'd like to see them and meet them all. Well, we didn't have any phones then. Nobody had no phones in the country. I got out in my car and went to ride. And he said they would come back. They'd go ahead on some more places and then they'd come back about lunchtime. And I tried to get him to come back and eat dinner with my father, but he said they didn't come on right after, as quick as they did eat on.
He said they would come back, but go ahead.
And they did. And they got down there to get it. He said he never saw people come from every direction, walk. They come in walking, you know.
Yeah.
He said he went back home and told his father, says, Lord of mercy, Daddy, says, there's lilies out there, come out of them bushes. Says, we got there before the smoke come, got there. Says, you see the road down, looking for road, here come a whole road full of them, walking and talking, lights. Oh, they have a time in the world. And he went back, he got talking. And his daddy then decided later on, him named Jenny May, they wanted to come back here and see my father. And the other two were dead. My father was still there. He was old one of them, but he's still living. All of us. There was a whole bunch of us later then. And they did. They got on the train and they come. And they stayed here about a month. Or maybe 6 weeks. Visit around with all of us, see all of us. Well, it'd been 40 years since he'd been back here. And everything had changed, and cool. First thing I had cameras up here right above me on the road where he was born and raised. And he wanted to see that, and I carried him up there. Then he wanted me to cam around to see his old men friend that grew up in one school with. The school was way over on that church where my father went to church at, and my nephew preaches over there now. That's where the school life was. And these boys I carried him to see, well, just like brothers, grew up right above them up there. And they were great big men. They were between 6 and 7 foot, some of them were 7 foot tall. But my father was just a little older than this oldest Hatchet boy. And the next one's a little older than Uncle John. Uncle John a little older than the next Hatchet boy. And when they would run, my daddy, they'd give way to him, but my daddy was older, a little older, and then my uncle was a little older than the next Hatchet boy. And they'd give way to him, let him on there, kind of brush him up a little, and you let him from school come in. Finally, one day, Mr. Milton Hatcher, that's the oldest Hatcher, tell me, and they'd talk over there when they come in, and I hadn't seen one in 4 years, and I carried them over there, met them. And they first thing they had to go tell them about, won't tell me about whipping my daddy. And I just say, because I told my daddy, he's been telling me so many times, you know. And Uncle John said, Johnny, I said, now I know I'd have told you as my daddy died. Before he came back a second trip, he come back a second trip. And he told me all about it. So, 3 years they stayed away. Come back. Some of them were small, and they let Pop and them rough them up, claim they whooped them, you know. Just give them, they didn't want them to hurt them. They were great big giants, these hatchmen were. And finally one day, Mr. Milton said, run till his tongue come out. He just, well, that's all. That's all I know.